At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 15-minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Thursday, May 25th.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to look toward the Eastern Conference Finals in the NBA playoffs, Game 5 at the Boston Garden, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on TNT, where the Boston Celtics are currently an 8 or 8.5 point home favorite with a total of 215.5. Now going to this matchup, the Boston Celtics are living on a prayer. They were down 0-3. They had a huge win in Game 4, winning 116-99, winning outright as a 1.5 point road dog to extend their season. So the Heat still lead the series 3-1. Heat can win tonight and punch their ticket to the NBA Finals. Currently, up 3-1, the Miami Heat are now a minus 255 series favorite, and the Boston Celtics are a plus 210 dog in this series. So if you think the Celtics can come back, plus 210 is your price here. If you think Miami wins this thing, just has to win one over the next couple games, they're minus 255. That is a 72% implied probability that Miami wins the series. Meanwhile, NBA title, Denver Nuggets, who are sitting back and waiting for their opponent, they're minus 205 favorite to win the title. Miami is a plus 390 runner-up favorite, and the Boston Celtics are now a plus 450 dog to win the NBA title. So what have we seen across the market here? Well, it looks kind of like a very similar spot as last game, same as this game for the Boston Celtics. Now, the spread is different, and the home road is different, but it's the same ultimate, contrarian play here on the Boston Celtics. Now, this game opened up Boston Celtics listed as a 7.5-point favorite or an 8-point favorite. As soon as this line dropped, we saw a lot of respected money move that 7.5 up to 8, and a lot of those minus 8s are now up to minus 8.5. Now, on the one hand, home favorite, playoffs, line move in their favor, no big deal, right? That's typically, what you're going to see with a lot of public support toward a home favorite, laying the points with a better team with their crowd behind them. That's not notable, but what is notable is that the Boston Celtics are a huge, unpopular contrarian play tonight. According to our VSiN.com bet splits, the Celtics are only getting 16% of bets. That's right, 16%, 1-6. That is unbelievably unpopular. You flip it the other way, the Miami Heat are a massive public darling here tonight, getting 84% of bets. If you put this into the bar translation, but if you go to a bar anywhere in America tonight, everybody and their mother is wearing a Jimmy Butler jersey, taking the 8 or 8.5 points here with the Miami Heat. So right off the bat, as a contrarian bettor, these are kind of the gross, disgusting hazmat plays that you learn to love. a favorite, only getting 16% of bets just from the, you know, even just throw away the number. It could be minus one Celtics, minus 20 Celtics, a playoff favorite at home, only getting 16% of bets. That is the ultimate bet against the public play. And take a step back. Why am I contrarian better? Why am I a bet against the public better? Because more often than not, the public loses. Will they win here and there? Of course. But over the long haul, if you just took the obvious play, you know, then public bettors theoretically should become millionaires, quit their day jobs, and just, you know, make bank betting on sports. But as we know, typically more often than not, the public loses, the house always wins. And the public really bets on gut instinct and bias. And what have you done for me lately? What's the last thing I saw, or what's kind of how do they interpret the value of the number here? And they're just saying, hey, this line is way too high. Now, if you tell me you like the Heat here tonight, I don't blame you. The last time that we've seen the Heat get these big points, they've won outright. If you go back to game one, Celtics were an 8.5-point favorite. They lost outright. The Heat won outright as an 8.5-point dog. Game two, they were getting 9.5, the Miami Heat. Celtics were laying 9.5. What happened? The Heat won outright. So the Celtics fully admit they have not done great covering these numbers. They're actually just 2-5 their last seven games straight up in the postseason. So home court advantage has not really been an advantage for Boston. And if you like Miami, conference finals dogs are a perfect 8-0 against the spread. So if you're playing Miami, it's that you feel like this line's way too high. Boston hasn't done well covering big numbers. They haven't done well at home, and dogs have really rolled here. However, I think that's the case if you want to bet Miami. But to me, the odds makers are taking a position and the market is taking a position on the Boston Celtics here tonight. Anytime you get a team only getting 16% of bets right off the bat, great contrarian bet against the public play. Obviously, this is a primetime game on TNT. But also, you know, the angle here would be not just being contrarian, but, you know, one thing I learned a long time ago is contrarian's great. It's a starting point. It's a foundational angle, but you also need some indication of smart money in your favor. So smart money can be, you know, interpreted in a bunch of different ways. A steam move, a reverse line move, a line freeze, a 50-50 bet split, but a line move, a low bets, higher dollar line move. But my angle here is that the Celtics are actually not just super contrarian, but they're very, very sharp, because when they open -7.5, -8, now they're up to 8, -8.5. Why is this line moving toward Boston when everyone and their mother, 84% of bets, are on the Miami Heat? That tells me that we have a really sharp reverse line move. This is when the betting line moves away from the popular side toward the unpopular side. And think of it this way too. If everyone's betting the Miami Heat, why are the odds makers moving the numbers to give out the public an even better, a better number? They're giving them extra points off the opener. If it looks too good to be true, if it seems too fishy, usually there's a reason behind it. We have seen playoff home favorites with the line move in their favor, by the way. They're 20-16 against the spread, 56% so far this postseason. Also did see a little bit of over money here. It opened around 215. It's been bet up to 215.5. Currently around 80% of bets and dollars are going over. The over is 3-1 this series. And also the over is 11-4 for both of these teams in their last 15 games. Celtics, by the way, 3-0 in elimination games. So if you think they win tonight, maybe you're worried about them covering that big spread at +210 on the series price. They're 3-0 in elimination games. So if they win this one, that +210 is going to get down to what? You know, maybe +150, something like that. So that could be worth a look. But guys, I'll put it to you this way. It looks like a disgusting hazmat play. Go back to the same game. Why on earth was that was so disgusting in favor of Boston? Why were they getting only 1.5? Why was Miami such a short favorite when through three games, Miami had completely dominated and the Celtics looked terrible? Well, it's kind of the same thing here. This line seems way too high. It seems super fishy. We have a ultimate trendy dog with the Miami Heat getting 84% of bets. Guys, as a data-driven contrarian bettor, I love this spot for the Boston Celtics. I'm looking for the Celtics here to win by double digits. I'm laying it. I'm fading the trendy dog. Give me the gross, disgusting contrarian favorite. And I actually forgot to mention this. The Celtics are only getting 16% of bets using our VSiN.com bet splits, but they're getting 48% of the money. So only 16% of bets, but half the money tells me those bigger, sharper wagers are on Boston. Guys, I'm laying it with the Celtics here. Contrarian, super contrarian, low bets, higher dollars, sharp reverse line move. Looks too good to be true for Miami with the points. I feel like maybe it is. Maybe Celtics unlock something in their last game. Also keep an eye on Gabe Vincent, who rolled his ankle. That could be an injury worth monitoring. But I'm going Celtics here. -8 if you can find it. If not, -8.5. But I'm laying the points here with the Boston Celtics in the Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Finals tonight, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on TNT.
Best of the rest.
For the best of the rest, now let's go to another big playoff game here, but let's go to the ice. This is the Western Conference Finals Game 4. between the Dallas Stars and the VGK, Vegas Golden Knights. This is an 8 p.m. puck drop on ESPN. Currently, we have Dallas listed as a very short minus 115 home favorite with VGK around a plus 100 road dog, and the total in this game is 5.5. Now, going into this matchup, the Vegas Golden Knights lead this series 3-0. They can punch their ticket to the Cup Finals here with a win tonight. On the series price up 3-0, Vegas is minus 1,800. That's a 95% implied probability. Dallas is plus 1,000 if you think they can have a miracle and come back down 0-3. To win the Cup, VGK is your favorite, minus 115. The Florida Panthers, who did it again last night to punch their ticket, they're plus 110, and Dallas is plus 2,500. So what have we seen across the board here for Game 4? Well, it looks like Respected Money is taking some plus money here with the Vegas Golden Knights. This game opened with the Dallas Stars listed around a minus 125 home favorite. Dallas is now down to minus 115. So if you flip it the other way, we had Vegas opening getting around plus 110. Now they're down to plus 100. So if the line is going away from Dallas toward VGK, that's telling us that a lot of Respected Money took the plus money with the Vegas Golden Knights here tonight, causing that line to move in their favor. Vegas is getting roughly 75% of bets, but almost 80% of the money here tonight. So again, both a pro and Joe bet split in favor of the Knights with some plus money here at a good short number. Vegas has been great in this spot. They're 11-3 this postseason, 79%. They've won 8 units here. That means around $100 better taking every Knights game this postseason is up $800. They're 6-2 as a dog. They're a dog here tonight. They're 5-1 on the road. They're a road team here tonight. We have seen playoff dogs. They've really barked this postseason. They're 38-42. They're only winning 48% of the time, but because of those plus money payouts, you're up 10 units. Again, $100 better is up $1,000 here with a 13% ROI. So you have the line move going toward Vegas. We have Vegas playing great overall as a dog on the road. And then also two other factors here, and I'm going with Vegas here. My play is Vegas plus 100, getting some even money. But Jamie Benn, number one, the captain of the Dallas Stars, he's suspended. He was cross-checked like the opening seconds of the last game, got suspended 2 games. So now you're missing one of your best players and your captain here tonight for Dallas. And I don't trust the goalie situation for Dallas. Ottinger, who had a really good year and is a pretty good goalie, he got pulled the last game. He has not looked good in this series. He's given up 4 goals, 3 goals, and then 3 goals again, and only just the first half of the first period or the first few minutes here. So Ottinger is a leaky goalie. You're down one of your best players, Jamie Benn. VGK has been great, and the most important thing is, you know, this isn't just an opinion. The line is moving toward Vegas Golden Knights, plus 110 down to plus 100. So I'll take the plus money with VGK. I'm going Vegas Golden Knights tonight, guys, at plus 100 to win, punch their ticket, and then face the Florida Panthers in the NHL finals. The NBA and NHL postseason is the best time of year to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information.
Josh's Sweats.
Well, for Josh's Sweats, gave away a couple of them already. I'm on the Boston Celtics, baby. It looks disgusting. They've let me down in this spot, laying big points at home. I totally understand if you like the Heat, if you like that number's way too high. But I got to trust the market. The Celtics are only getting 16% of bets. Insanely unpopular, yet they're getting half the money and the line's moved in their favor. Why is the line going to Boston if they're only getting 16% of bets? I like the Celtics here to win by double digits. I'm laying the -8 if you can find it. If not, -8.5 here with Boston. Also on the Vegas Golden Knights. They've been great this postseason. The line's moving in their favor, plus 110 to plus 100. No Jamie Benn for Dallas, and Ottinger struggled. Give me the VGK tonight at plus 100. And then one more bet for you, an early Major League Baseball game. Let's go to the Trop. I bet on the Rays last night. They came through for me. I'm going back to the well with the Tampa Bay Rays here tonight. This afternoon, I should say. So 1:10 p.m. Eastern time game, first pitch. We have this is the fourth and final game of this 4-game AL East series. The Rays are 36-15. They won 2 of the first 3 games. They won 7-3 yesterday as a minus 175 home favorite. This matchup here today, the Blue Jays, who are 26-24, they're going to go with righty Alek Manoah. It was good last year, struggled this year, 1-4 with a 5.15 ERA. The Rays are going with Zach Eflin, who's 6-1 with a 3.45 ERA. So what have we seen across the board here? Well, respect to money, going with Tampa Bay. That's why I'm going with the Rays here. The Rays open around a minus 130 home favorite. Now they've been steamed up all the way to around minus 150. So respected money moving in favor of Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay is currently getting 70% of bets, but almost 90% of the money, telling us those bigger, sharper wagers are leaning and really getting down here on Tampa Bay. Tampa has the edge at the plate. They're hitting 271 versus 266 for Toronto. They also have the better team ERA, 3.70 versus 3.99. And really, it's this angle of Tampa, not just the momentum of, having won two or three this series and winning yesterday, not just the pitching matchup advantage, at least on paper, Eflin over Manoah, but the Rays in this spot, they're 32-12 as a favorite. They're 28-13 against righties. And here's the big one. They're 23-5 at home. They've been just absolutely incredible at the Trop, which is where they are today, or as a favorite against the righty at home. Manoah, by the way, he has a 5.59 ERA in May, and the Jays have lost all four of his starts this month. Also, keep an eye on the total. It's 8.5, juiced up over a little bit. If you like the over, I kind of lean over. It's minus 115 to the over. Tampa is 30-18 to the over this year, one of the best over teams, and both teams are 5-0 to the over their last five games. So my play here, hopefully start off the day with an early winner. Give me Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay at minus 150. That about does it for today's VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast on Thursday, May 25th. But a reminder, if you want some more VSiN in your life, you want to stay plugged in to everything that's going on at VSiN, but also more importantly in the sports betting market on a daily basis, all the big games, breakdowns, then I would suggest, highly recommend signing up for the free VSiN newsletter. Just go to VSiN.com/newsletter, plug in your email, hit submit. And then from then on moving forward, you'll wake up every morning to our VSiN Daily newsletter. Again, keeping you plugged into all the big games, our analysis breakdowns, letting you know what's going on at VSiN. You can just, again, sign up VSiN.com/newsletter. And then, of course, we'd love for you to become a member at VSiN. Go to VSiN.com/subscribe. We have an intro offer, only $9.99. Hey, it's a thirsty Thursday. If you're going out to the bar for the game tonight, what are you going to get, a beer? Maybe tip the bartender? That's probably going to be the cost of around 1 month of VSiN. Hopefully you can turn that $9.99 into, I don't know, $100.99. But sign up VSiN.com/subscribe. Once you do, you'll get every best bet pick sent to your inbox multiple times throughout the day from all the guests and hosts at VSiN, a live stream of all the VSiN shows, all the articles behind the paywall, and those great DraftKings percentages letting you know bets and dollars on every game. So that's VSiN.com/subscribe. And of course, support us on social media. You can follow us at VSiN Live. You can follow me at Josh_insights. And you can always check out the Market Insights pod later today around 3 o'clock with some more bets. Should add some more. I'll give you an update on the playoff games, but also should add in a couple more baseball games that I'm monitoring here. And then I will be joining Sharp Money with my buddy Patrick Maher and Amal Shaw and Dustin Sweetelson today at 4 o'clock with some big breakdowns on the Celtics game tonight. But enjoy the sweats, everyone. Have a fantastic Thursday. We'll be back at it tomorrow for a big Friday. As always, hopefully you can cash some tickets today, tomorrow, and forever. Because as the wise man of VSiN likes to say, that's what it's all about. Enjoy the sweats, everyone. Have a great Thursday.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
It can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.